We'll turn now to some news from the world of sports. And not since the legendary Tom Brennan team of 2004-2005 has a men's basketball squad at UVM had this kind of run. Last night, the Catamounts took a page out of Spinal Tap, saying these go to 11, meaning that the streak of wins in a row has now hit that number, 11, the most consecutive wins during Coach John Becker's tenure with the team, that following a 74-53 victory over Maine at Patrick Gymnasium. UVM is now 19-5 on the season, matching the record after that same number of games achieved by the squad that was led by Taylor Coppenrath and TJ Sorrentine that went on to win the America East Conference and shock Syracuse in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Catamounts under Becker this season are a perfect 9-0 in conference play. Last night, Peyton Henson tallied 13 points to go with 8 rebounds, and the whole team contributed on offense. The Cats shot a scintillating 57% from the floor while clamping down on defense to limit Maine to just 35% shooting. The Catamounts are really firing on all cylinders right now. They are gunning for the number one seed heading into the playoffs. Elsewhere in men's college hoops, the Norwich Cadets had a late rally to overcome a second-half deficit against Mount Ida, tying the game at 69 with about 3.5 minutes left to go in regulation. But the Mustangs called a timeout to stop the momentum, and it worked. They came back to resume play, hitting back-to-back threes, and they pulled away for a 79-75 win over Norwich. Junior Darius Bryant had a team-high 19 for the Cadets in the losing effort. Similar story for the St. Michael's Purple Knights, who trailed by 17 in the second half against Merrimack and trimmed that lead to just 3 in the waning minutes of play, but they couldn't complete the comeback in a 64-60 loss. Matt Bonds led all scorers with 21 points as the Knights dropped to 4-16 overall on the season. In women's college hoops, the Maine Black Bears topped UVM 59-43, avenging an earlier loss to the Catamounts. Leah Soule had a 13-point, 10-rebound double-double to power Maine to the win. Hannah Krimble had a game-high 15-point night for UVM in that losing effort. The St. Michael's women also came up short against Merrimack despite a game-high 13 points from Leah Spencer, losing 43-38 in Colchester. The close contest reflects the record for both squads. Each school now sports 10-10 records overall. One note from boys' high school basketball, the Innisburg Hornets are still undefeated on the season, but they needed double overtime to keep that perfect mark in an 80-75 thriller over Hazen last night. Calvin Carter had a game-high 31 points for Innisburg, 12 of them in the final quarter, to push the Hornets to a record of 13-0 on the season. To the pros now, and in the NHL, the Boston Bruins fought back from a 2-0 first-period deficit to tie the Washington Capitals 2-2 late in the second period, but a penalty taken with less than 2 minutes left in that period led to an Alex Ovechkin power play goal, and the Bruins ended up losing 5-3 in D.C. last night. Nicholas Backstrom had a 3-point night with a goal and 2 assists, while Brad Marchand tallied twice for the Bruins, both goals coming on the power play. And the little ball of hate has been on fire of late, now with 6 goals in his past 4 games. Still, it was not enough for a win against a team the Bruins really struggle against. Braden Holtby got the win in net for Washington. He is now 11-2 lifetime against the Boston Bruins. Tuukka Rask played the second of back-to-back nights. He was a bit shaky, letting in 5 goals on 22 shots. The Bruins don't play again until Saturday. That's probably a good thing since Patrice Bergeron took a puck to the leg and had to leave the game. He did not return. Bruins cannot afford to lose Bergeron for any great length of time in their quest to get back to the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics got a big win against a very good Toronto Raptors team last night, winning 109-104 in Boston. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but Isaiah Thomas owned the fourth quarter, scoring 19 of his total 44 points on the night in that final frame. And there's a thing now that Celtics players and fans at the Garden do once Thomas scores a bucket in the fourth quarter. Everyone glances down at their wrists in a pantomime of looking at a watch, the meaning being in the fourth, it's Thomas time. He's got the numbers to back up that growing meme. Thomas has 4 games with 20 points or more in the fourth quarter this season. No other player in the league, not LeBron, not Curry, not Westbrook, has more than one. He's having an amazing season.